This is the 11th track on the Leicester Oral History Trail. Numbers 28 and 26 Silver Street, now the Malcolm Arcade, were once the Royal Opera House, one of several theatres operating in Leicester until the 1950s. The Opera House opened in 1877 and closed for the last time in 1960. If you walk into the Malcolm Arcade, you will be following in the footsteps of many famous names from the world of entertainment and many thousands of Leicester people who spent a night at the opera. In this extract, Edwin Chapman, Mrs. Green and musician Kenneth Seal, who played many different instruments in Leicester's theatres, recall the heyday of the Opera House.
And what, you may well be asking, do I remember of Leicester's Opera House? I'm not a great one for opera or musical comedy. I like my plays straight, but I have one slightly offbeat memory. You queued for the pit in the side passage at the Silver Street end. You were kept in line by the commissionaire, a roughish character dolled up like a rear admiral. When the tip was received from the pay box, he would produce a whistle and give a piercing blast. The queue, as I recall it, put down its collective head and charged. This kind of devil-take-the-hindmost approach always seemed to add spice to the occasion. Silly, isn't it?
Nearly every week we went to the opera in the gallery, and they used to have musical comedies and all manner. It was ninepence early doors and sevenpence late doors. I mean, you got to know all the people that went regular, right, and you got into groups kind of thing. And if it was a really good show and you knew you got it, you didn't know how you were going on for seating, you'd club your money together and perhaps send three early doors. Because right, they went in about 15 minutes before the late doors. And then they'd save enough seat for the late doors. And then perhaps at half time, one or two would go out, and down the bottom there used to be an hot potato man.
Right.
And they'd perhaps bring some hot potatoes back and that sort of thing.
Right.
And they used to have plays. Okay, were only musical comedies. You knew you'd got to be there early to get a seat. I mean, I went to see White Horse Inn, and we stood up all night because we'd gone straight from work. There were the stalls, circle, and the gallery, because we were all up at the gallery.
Right.
Once we all said we'd go in the amphi, that were a row in front of the gallery, but we didn't like that, so we went back into the... Well, you seem to know everybody up there after a time and going regular, but we perhaps shouldn't meet all week, only on the Saturday.
The opera was... A plushier place, if I can say. Whereas the Palace, probably it's because the opera was smaller, really, in area. It was more cosy than the Palace. It was inclined to be a bit barn-like, if you've seen pictures of it. But strangely enough, the Opera House held about 30 or 50 more than the Palace. Strangely enough, there was a very big gallery at the Opera House, and then they could squeeze more in up there. Once nightly was what the Opera House used to do. They were the plays and musicals. They were always once nightly. Variety and that type of thing, that was twice nightly. Well, of course, on the twice nightly, you started at 6 o'clock, usually 6 till 8.15, and then either 8.30 or 8.45 till about 11. And if it was a play, as some of them were, you only played... to take the curtain up, or in other words, played a small short overture, then an intermission between the acts, and then at the finish.
God Save the Queen.
God Save the Queen. In fact, it was really good. In fact, I'll be perfectly honest, on one or two where there were very long first acts, I used to come home and have my supper and then go back and carry on again.
For the next stop, stay on Silver Street and move to the building on the left of the Malcolm Arcade.